Welcome to Geek Pile, where we talk about all things geek, comics, movies, games. You know what we geek is. I'm here. I am your host. My name is Biff. And with me, transmitting from Cybertron, is my Uber producer, the one and only Danimator. What up, Dan?
Hey, what's up, Biff? Happy Pride Week, man.
You're not the real. You're not the real Dan. You're not
well,
the
if
real
you rub
Dan.
My
Dan.
Chest, if you rub my chest symbol, you'll see that I am no longer. I know it looks like a generic symbol, and it's just a black silhouette. But if you rub it real hard and get it hot, it'll change into an Autobot, and prove that I'm. You know, the symbol will show Autobot, and it shows that I'm Dan.
Okay. All right. Well, come over and let me rub you. Usually Dan always talks in truck mode for hours until transforming before the show.
Okay, hold on.
You're lucky we're not in the... There you go. Now start talking.
Do you feel safer?
Yeah, I do.
My headlights blinking while I talk makes me feel safer. Okay, are you ready for the reveal?
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi.
I'm a creature of habit, Dan. Okay, it's got to be the way it's got to be.
My lazy habits make you feel safer. I get it.
Yes.
Okay.
What's up, Dan? How's your week, buddy?
It's going good, man. I was saying happy Pride. You know, it's Pride Week.
Yeah, and ours was last week. Yeah.
Was it really? So you
guys
celebrated, and then you were able to get married. Well, if you're gay. You know, they're like, that's fine now. But over here, it was just another week, you know, because it's San Francisco. And it's just another week. So, but no, we did have a Pride parade this week.
Right. Like, do you guys even get revved up for it? Is it just like Irish people on St. Patrick's Day are just like, fuck, God, here we go. God.
It was totally a, it's kind of funny. We kind of got a last minute request. You know, May's here, actually. She just came in, and she usually does, it's kind of a big setup for her usually, because she does the girls who start the parade are the dykes on bikes, right? They all get on their Harleys, and they rev them
up. Hey, we don't all have Harleys.
Well, whatever. They're choppers, they're bikes, they're motorcycles. Point is, they're not on bicycles. They're on motorcycles, and it's loud, and they rev it up, and they start the show by, you know, they start the crowd going. They get them revved up with their motors, and usually that's a big setup. You got to make sure that your bike's been registered, and that your ducks are in a row. But that didn't happen this week because the bike we have is just it's gone.
I'm pissed. To make a long story short, it needs a part that's in San Diego. And I can't take it down there every time I need to get it serviced. So we did something different this year.
Yeah. What did we do that was different? You can tell them.
We usually teach free self-defense classes at the LGBT Center in San Francisco. And we teach it to the youth because, you know, usually we teach it to at-risk groups. And LGBT youth are a big at-risk group. So we teach them how to defend themselves should they be attacked. And we've made some friends there, and they feel like family. So we got invited by one of them. I don't know if she's listening, but Renata, if you are, she asked us to step in for her family since her family wouldn't go out there. And I don't want to say they wouldn't support her. You know, I'm sure they support her in their own way.
All we know is they wouldn't come out.
All
to
we
represent.
Know is they wouldn't come out to represent.
And we were asked to walk in their stead, and we proudly said yes.
Yeah, we did. So it's
that's
the first time
awesome.
In 5 years. Yeah.
That's
I usually
awesome.
Ride with the, this is after 5 years of riding with the dykes on bikes, which is so badass. This was a whole different experience. It really was, but we'll tell you more about that later.
And we got we have a guest co-host today, even though, because for a minute there, Biff, you had me nervous, man. I thought you weren't going to, I don't know, I didn't hear from you.
You know,
I was
trying. Yeah, you were freaking out, and I'm like, why is Dan freaking out?
I know, he's
calm
down, right?
God,
stop being so
gay characters in fucking media, we got this. I don't even need to do any homework.
Oh, my God,
this,
can you tell
bro?
Me? He's high maintenance. I'm telling you, if you ever do take him away from me, he's
high
maintenance. You better be ready for that.
Well, the both of us, you know, both your wives think you need to chill out, brother.
Right.
Right? Meaty-ass motherfucker.
Well, anyway, I brought Teddy Rubskin along for...
Teddy! Woo!
Hey,
hey, what up?
Well,
were you,
it's
you,
always good to have a backup.
Were you unavailable? Where were you at?
No, I don't know. Dan trips out, like, Saturday night before the show. He's like, it's just us on the show. What do you want to talk about? And I'm like, I don't care, dude. We can talk about whatever. I'm game. Well, what do you think about this? And I'm like, okay, that's cool. Well, what about that? Or what about this and that? And that and this and that? And I'm like, holy cow. So then he'll settle down, and then, you know, if you don't call him within the first 10 minutes of the before the show starts, 15 minutes is our start time.
Well,
then we were supposed to sit in silence because we can't talk and reveal anything about the show because it needs to be used for content. See, Dan? I'm telling you, brother.
I'm telling you. I'm telling the audience right now.
Hey.
I wish Blog Talk would let me pre-record the show audio just because of the goofiness that happens before the show and the awesome content that sometimes doesn't make it to the show. Like, one of our first shows, we were talking about Voltron or something, and it was going great, and you never brought it up again. God damn it. I never talked about that shit.
Want to talk about Voltron? Hey, talk about Voltron.
Well, I think it specifically
has to do with...
We can
talk about Voltron. He's rainbow.
Hey, man,
he is a rainbow color hero.
I know,
They form a goddamn rainbow when they form Voltron. That's true.
I know no stuff, and I should not say. You know, I know top secret stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I actually know the guys who know the guys who are working on the
Dream
Netflix show, which is coming out, right?
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm like, and from what I hear, it looks amazing. It looks amazing.
Oh,
so I don't know if it's going to
be. Do you know anything media-wise, like what's been released on the web about what it's going to look like? Is it going to look like that Voltron 4 show again or anything like that?
I'm not sure if it's going to be regular cell animation or if it's going to be like 3D animation. I'm not even sure.
Wow. Well, one can only assume in this day and age, 3D is usually the way to go.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure what they're doing, but from what I hear, it looks amazing. That's all I can say, too.
Hey, and you know what? Whatever. It's Voltron. They got my... Just take my money. You know what
I
mean?
But I do know that originally there was going to be toys for the Voltron Force line, but it just didn't happen. I mean, they were talking to Matchbox and these other guys, and I've actually seen, like, the... 3D printed prototypes of the toys from Voltron Force. And I tell you what, those looked really cool, you know, but they never made them.
Yeah.
They just didn't make it. And then without the cartoon show, the series only had, like, you know, it couldn't keep up. There's just no reason to sustain it without a toy line. That's the thing, you know?
Yeah.
My
son was all over that show.
Well, I mean, the guy working on the show that I know, he was kind of like, he thought that the Thundercats show and the Voltron show should have been reversed in their approach. Right? Like,
what do you mean?
Like the Thundercats should have been a little bit sillier and the Voltron should have been more serious. You know? That the Thundercats should have been like the, you know, monster a week kind of concept, while the Voltron should have been a linear show that went from episode to episode, more or less.
I could see that.
You know, but that's just how he was.
You had, like, Voltron stuff would link together. Like, you had Sven,
And what was that other planet that had the kid ruler on it and that Princess Allura lookalike?
Oh, I don't even know.
Bandor. Remember Prince Bandor? And they really had Sven on their planet. Remember? And you were like, oh, my God, Sven's alive or whatever. Do you remember those episodes?
Yeah, I remember Sven coming back. But that was he Sven died. Right,
right, right.
But they found, you know, they basically called another character on the show. You know.
I thought it was the actual Sven, but he was, like, laid up on the other planet, wasn't it? Prince Bandor's planet?
The story, the original Japanese show, Sven died, and that was just some other guy.
Yeah. Oh, I get
right.
it.
Wrote I it. Because you know what anime is. They all look alike anyway.
Right,
so
now, like, guys look like girls, you know what I mean?
Like, exactly.
Robotech was like that, too. You know, there was androgynous. Battle of the Planets had androgynous characters. Dan, I'm throwing you a segue here.
Well, yeah,
segue,
sure.
Dan.
But Battle
Good
of the
job,
Planets,
Dan.
I'm like,
going on the theme of the show.
I never
watched
Battle of the Planets. And I'm like, wait, was that little guy gay? I'm like trying to figure it out. Like, was anyone in Robotech gay? I keep trying to bring it back to gay just because apparently we kind of broadcasted to a Pride audience that we were going to talk Pride and gay stuff. But hey, like I said, Voltron is gay. He's got he's a T-shirt. You look at the words, the rainbow words, anything with rainbow, Skittles, they're gay.
I saw a bunch of people eating Skittles today. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. Well,
they're eating a rainbow.
Yeah, he's a rainbow, but he's also covered with Christian crosses. It's part of his aesthetic.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true, too, which is weird.
Well,
a lot of
did hang out with, like, 12 men. So.
Yeah, he did. Here we go.
You know.
And a cross on it and a little crown, like a crown on top of the cross. Very, very Catholic.
Yeah. Well, you know, Christ did form the head. So
okay.
He did, man. He's like,
who formed the
black
head?
Lion.
Yeah.
What? He formed the head. Did I form the head? He led the group. You know.
By the way, if you want a chat room with us, I think we're having problems.
Yeah,
right?
Chat room's broken right now.
Yeah, it's not our fault. Talk to Blog Talk.
Wow, you actually sound like an actual host of a show that has her own show and knows what she's doing. Probably because you do.
No.
So, but you do run a show, and your show is Heroes 101 Radio.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I
know. Whatever. Anyways, so I put up in the show page on Facebook, I asked, hey, apart from the droids from Star Wars, apart from R2 and 3PO and Dumbledore, what other gay characters are there in geek pop culture? That was a question posed to the audience, and I haven't heard anything back. But I wondered if you guys. Apparently, Biff, you've got some contention with. You have umbrage with.
I never thought
gay.
That the droids were gay. I never got that. Did you get that?
Well, 3PO, totally.
That Dumbledore was gay?
Yeah.
That I knew.
Or that R2-D2 and C-3PO are gay.
No, they're not gay. Why are they gay? Because they're just two. They're robots. Can robots be gay?
Exactly. I don't think so.
They're robots. Right?
They're totally gay.
Female, I don't even know.
But if they want to be, they should have the right to be gay, you see. So,
all that. Okay, disclaimer for the show. It should always be okay. We're just talking about it, the issue.
Even if they can't have sex and they're in a relationship, R2-D2 and C-3PO are gay because they're different. You know, if it was two R2 units that would be gay, right?
Oh.
But R2 and is totally fine.
Maybe you're right. Maybe that's not gay then.
Not gay. They might have sex going on, but who knows, you know?
Yeah.
Does that apply to Bert and Ernie as well? I mean, they're kind of different looking, different shapes.
I never got that.
Bert and Ernie are
roommates.
They don't even like one another. That's the thing. People are like, they're a gay couple. Like, no, Bert really is annoyed by Ernie. And that's, they're roommates, and that's the thing. You know?
But, you know, he pays the rent. It takes a long time in the bathtub, but the motherfucker pays the rent, right?
Right. He's in the bathroom for days, too. Like, hey, Bert. I mean, Ernie, are you going to be in the bathroom all day? He's like, yeah, Bert, you're going to be in here all day.
You're the one. You're
rubber ducky.
Yeah, are he and his rubber ducky gay?
Oh,
okay, there
cool.
you go.
No, because it's a man and a duck, a rubber duck, but a duck still.
Well, Bert had a thing for pigeons.
Yeah, and
right?
Stamp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you know who's gay for sure, though? Aquaman. Aquaman.
Oh, really?
Aquaman is gay. Definitely.
No, Aquaman's married. He's got a kid.
Oh, yeah. And that makes a difference? No.
Yeah.
That doesn't make a difference.
That never makes
You ever heard of Legion? You ever heard of the Down Low?
She told him, but she knows that he kind of swings that way, but it's cool.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Consensual.
You never heard
right
of it? What about
seriously?
What
you
about Batwoman? Batwoman's gay.
Batwoman is gay.
Batgirl?
Gay.
Not Batgirl. Batwoman.
Batwoman.
Batwoman. Wait, Batwoman. Girl. Girl is straight. Batwoman is gay.
Right.
Okay.
And the reason they did that was because Batwoman back in the day was basically brought in to kind of, because back in the day, they thought Batman was gay. There was a book called The Seduction of the Innocent that implied Batman was gay. So they introduced Batwoman. I'm like, hey, Batwoman, there you go. He's not gay because there's a Batwoman. She's right there. You know?
She had all these stereotypical, woman gadgets, like a compact that was like a two-way radio and lipstick.
Little lipstick laser, She also had these tampon nunchucks. Tampon nunchucks. And she had this poisonous squirting douche thing. It was weird, you know. Keep that bat douche away from me.
I mean, you're already in disagreement with the characters who I already thought were like undeniably gay, and then I bring up other two that I figure undeniably like, with that. But arguing that, but who you guys think in the geek pop culture universe is
not so much
gay.
Pop culture? But what about Big Bird?
Wow!
Come on!
I've always thought that kid characters were always just what they were. I guess I never put any kind of gender or sexual stuff on. Like, I never thought that Shaggy and Scooby were stoners either.
Oh,
no.
Come on.
Which,
I know.
I didn't know about that until college.
Living in a fantasy world, I guess. But, like, I never really thought of it that way. I guess you could say that, but, you know.
Yeah, but even when I was a kid, I knew that Peppermint Patty had something going on with Marcy. I mean, come on, right?
Oh, yeah.
She called him Sir and stuff. They definitely had one of those kind of relationships. She was the Dom. Which, I mean... Peppermint Patty was the Butch, right?
Yep.
Well, Peppermint Patty's voice was like yours, Teddy. I mean, it was
like, you're like,
hey, Chuck.
Come on, Marcy. Chuck, shut the fuck up or I'll kick your ass. You know I can do it.
So angry.
Yeah.
Very domineering here.
Angry and out at Home Depot, you know.
We're talking to one of our lesbian friends not too long ago. Remember, we were talking about how when we used to be bouncers at the End Up in San Francisco, and that's it's got, you know, like it's famous for Fag Fridays, but what it's lesser known for is it had its lesbian
what was that called?
Twice a week strawberry.
Oh,
was it strawberry?
No, that wasn't strawberry. Strawberry was nice hip hop.
Well, whatever it was called, we always knew that the worst nights we had for fights would be lesbian nights.
Oh, yeah.
And our friend, you know, she's a lesbian. She goes, "Of course, you don't know how to dance." And so
yeah.
They got to get out all that pent up aggression somehow. And I just thought that was the funniest thing.
But it was all internalized. That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was the claim from her was that it was all internalized. And that's why they can't dance, because.
Yeah,
they're too worried about how they look right now.
How they look in and proving how rich they are, and I thought that was hilarious.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah,
that's really funny.
Hey, and don't send us hate letters because you know.
Well, obviously we support Gay Pride. We were just in the goddamn parade. I mean, you know, so yeah.
Well, not only that. You know, there's a reason I used to ride with Dykes on bikes. So, yeah.
Are you talking about your college days?
Mm-hmm. <Not so much>. Right? If by college you mean 2.5 years ago, yeah, that was my college days, yeah. Anyway. Don't let go. Look, it's all quiet now. Thanks, guys.
Hey, I'm just trying to
This is the other wife department, okay? I'm
gonna bring
in charge of the pod stuff. That's regular wife stuff.
all the steamy rumors and
do you guys see the thing I posted on Facebook about the you know, everybody's got the rainbow profile image, right?
Yeah.
But there's now a cross profile image filter now too.
There really is.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's serious.
So it's really dividing people. You can see it at a glance whether they're strongly in one side or the other. Well I'm gonna be in the middle.
Weird.
I'm not gonna change my profile image to affect for the court ruling or whatever. I'm not gonna do that. You know, it's divisive, I think, you know?
That's pretty true, actually. I never thought of it that way, but that is very true. But you could argue, I guess, to say that the people on your friends list are supposed to already know you personally anyway, right? But,
yeah,
well,
I guess so.
I got people on my friends list. I don't necessarily know how they feel about it, though, so I don't know.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, like
you were
saying the other day, like I think May wrote something about how she kind of felt bad because somebody that she saw on Facebook that she used to like said something kind of against, you know, this whole gay marriage thing and Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And it kind of, you don't really know how people stand on stuff, but if you have a big cross on your face or a rainbow on your face, I guess that pretty much takes all the surprise out of it.
Or if they're putting the Confederate flag in their profile image, you know what's going on there.
Right.
They're just
right.
Too surprised, right?
And it's just really strange that these two things happen at the same time. They get rid of the Confederate flag and approving gay marriage, or you know, defending it, basically, right? These two things happening at the same time, and it's really pissing off the Southern folk. They're really getting pissed off about it. People are talking about, you know, seceding from the Union and lighting themselves on fire and all the rest of this crap. But really, we're just calling their bluff. Like, do it. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Go on, do it.
Yeah.
You said you were going to light yourself on fire. Well, let's see it.
Balls in your court now, buddy. Yeah, the ball's in your court, yeah. It's Zach here.
Yeah.
Zach accepted. Hey, we swapped out May for Zach.
Right. And if people really want to hang up the Confederate flag, then hang up the Confederate flag. You know, the one that actually looks like the American flag, except it's got like a circle of stars on there. The actual Confederate flag. That's the actual Confederate flag.
And the other one's like the rebel flag, I guess?
Rebel flag?
Is that what it's called?
Was their battle banner.
Oh, yeah?
Not their actual that represented the Confederacy.
Okay, all I want to know, this is where it boils down, I guess, for me. Are we going to have to, like, start taking it off the top of the General Lee?
They're already doing it.
Oh, my God, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah. They already did that in the movie,
on Steam,
right? Didn't they take it off?
Civil War. Some Civil War games were taken out. Some old Bugs Bunny cartoons were taken off Netflix because there was a Confederate flag.
It's like it's history. Yeah. It's not like it didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it wasn't part of... You know, the whole reason why there was a civil war in the first place. What the hell? You know, you can't, like, okay.
Well, white people don't like being reminded that they were racist.
Truthfully.
Don't talk about that.
Yeah.
Don't bring that up right now, Matt.
Oh, my God.
No.
I mean, the Civil War was fought to establish the Union's sovereignty. You know what I mean? They could have let them just leave. Oh, you want to secede from the Union? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Right, but they wanted to establish sovereignty over the land just because, you know, they were fighting against the Union. But on the official speech by the president of the Confederacy when they established it, in his speech, he said that the reason we're doing this is because black people, they're just not as valuable as we are and stuff. It was in the fucking speech. It was part of their manifest. It was the reason they were doing it. And anybody who says otherwise is just not being honest with themselves.
It's just white. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are black guys on Facebook right now who are standing by the flag. And I'm like, okay, whatever. You have your reasons. You're a little deluded.
Now, to break us out of history a little bit, because this is great to hear. I just want to remind everybody. This is the whole reason that I came up. Two things. One, didn't Ren and Stimpy actually come out and like kind of confirm that they were gay in an episode?
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah, it was like the newer Ren and Stimpy or something, and they're like sleeping in the bed together. And they're just like totally being gay.
Yep, totally being gay. And Ren is the catch. I mean, he's the pitcher.
And
Stimpy's the catcher.
That shit actually happened.
Yeah,
wow, I never knew that either.
Yeah, I didn't know that
either.
Well, nobody.
So oblivious, I guess.
Party show on Spike TV. They relaunched Ren and Stimpy a couple of years ago as the adult party show. And there was a lot of adult humor and it was more gross out stuff. I tuned it a couple times, but I'm like, this isn't really Ren and Stimpy. I mean, it's the same guy. They gave it back to the guy. But he was kind of doing like a fuck you to it, I think. Because that's what I got. Is that the show was just so weird and bizarre. I was just like, they gave it back to him, but he's just like, okay, I'm just going to rub my penis all over it.
Like, fuck it.
Yeah, which is great. I mean, they kicked him off the show originally. I'm like, I created this. And they're like, yeah, but it belongs to us now. And then Viacom calls him back. And he's just like, yep, I'm going to make it gay.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
Kind of, you know. Like, fuck you, guys.
I also wanted to talk about how when Biff came out to the Bay Area first time you had been out here, and you were just so enamored with all the gay shit. It was just like, we're in the car, there's like, we're driving by the Castro, and there's a billboard with a guy, and he's
Manimal.
And he's like, look, that's the fucking gay guy, and doesn't have a shirt on that billboard, that's amazing, and he was so, like, excited.
People were taking pictures of Biff.
Yeah. He's like, oh, my God, look, this cookie's shaped like a dick. That's the most amazing thing ever.
That's pretty solid, though, that they happen to have a show, like a gay show called Manimal,
and we were just geeking out about the fact that it was called Manimal. Like, remember that show Manimal? That dude was turned into a cow. Shit. Yeah, I remember that show.
I don't remember that dude in it, though. I do not remember that dude in it.
No, there wasn't.
That was,
there
yeah.
No,
well,
I know.
It wasn't
like
of course.
On the cancer,
of course.
There were no beefcakes in there.
Right.
No. The Manimal guy was not a beefcake. In fact, he did like this kung fu thing, which was laughable because he moved around like a white guy who didn't know what the hell he was doing.
Yeah. This guy was gorgeous on the flyer, okay? He's the same font and everything, all right? It was like misrepresentation.
Wow,
it threw me off my geek game.
It's like really made an impact on you.
Because you've always heard about it. Oh, San Francisco. Oh, my God. Jesus. You know what I mean? And I come from Utah. Like, you're welcome, gay people, because if it wasn't for the Mormons driving this thing all the way to the Supreme Court so they could get bitch slapped down, you're welcome. Okay? You're welcome.
My fate made
it happen.
That's
how we feel about it in Utah. Yeah, that's, I mean, the people that are pro gay marriage. I mean, the Mormons are so against these gay. I'm nothing against the Mormons either, but, you know, they really did a big lobby against gay marriage, drove it all the way to the Supreme Court. Most of the states were already legalized anyway, or going legal, so. We might as well just make it a constitutional thing, and it kind of backfired on them, really. I mean, nothing against the Mormons. I love you guys. Word up. Brigham Young forever.
Well,
Represent
801
homosexual
thing.
I kind of think that this is like Obama's 11th hour stuff. You know what I mean? What's next? Legalizing weed, raising the minimum wage.
No fucks are given anymore.
some debt relief for the populace. You know?
Yeah, Obama is done giving a shit. Like, and I personally think it's great to watch. Like, I was expecting to see a very real speech from him after. After gay marriage was legalized, and I was expecting him to just come out and be like, "Let's face it, everybody, homosexuals are some of the cleanest people I've ever met in America, and some of the best bartenders I've ever known have been homosexual. And if they want to bang, let them bang." Like, I was waiting
let
for some shit like that. Yeah, let them bang. That's what I say.
Bitches. Chitty-chitty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let him do it.
Who was it that said Obama is like, right now, he's like Lethal Weapon, both people at the same time. He's on the edge, and he knows he's got a short time left.
Yeah, he's on the edge, and he's about to retire.
Right. He doesn't care.
He's got Danny Glover.
Where is that Danny Glover? God damn it, I can't even find it.
Oh, God.
I got fine. There it is. Okay, if it'll work. Not even working. I don't know what's up with Block Talk today, but it's just failing me all over the place. And you can kind of tell, normally I'm like, on a better sounding microphone. Now we're all
put it in your mouth.
There it goes. I clicked that before I started talking. Let's try again. I clicked it again.
Put it in your
mouth. I like it. He just randomly interrupts us. Whatever. I'll try this one too.
So what? Probably more gay characters in. What's more gay characters in fiction?
Yeah.
Sci-fi.
Well, okay. We've got Dumbledore. Apparently, Bert and Ernie. We got who else? You could. I mean, were the Teletubbies actually gay? What's the word on them? They were
all
a big deal for a while.
All the
Smurfs.
Well,
yeah, May says all the Smurfs.
Well, yeah, except there was
all the
Smurfs.
No. No.
Well, you know,
yeah.
Sci-fi has always been very sensitive about these things. The first lesbian kiss on television was on Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Wow. For real?
Is it that long?
Yeah.
That
with
that
the Trill lady, right, who has, like, another being inside of her, right?
Right.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
met, like, else that she had used to have a relationship with who was now a woman. Well, I mean, he used to be a man. He was a man before he went into the body of a woman.
Wait. What about was Xena before that? Xena and Gabrielle, were they before Deep Space Nine?
No, but they never were officially something on the show. They never had a kiss, and they there were scenes where they were
everybody for years.
Right. Became very popular with the lesbians to watch the show. They knew who was watching it, so they winked at him all the time, but nothing real,
yeah.
You know. And that
yeah.
show, on Deep Space Nine, the idea was that it was forbidden. It was forbidden for you to continue a relationship from previous, you know, symbiotic life forms, previous life. So,
oh, man, this is getting deep. I don't even know.
Yeah.
I can't even. I don't
they
know if I can follow this.
Together. Right. Because the symbiote will be passed on from another person to another person, and then they'll carry on the memories from the previous person. Right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think,
Star Trek,
well,
man.
I have to listen to the show again.
Star Trek also had in the 60s the first interracial kiss.
Interracial kiss, right.
Right. That's Uhura and Kirk kissed. But
yeah.
They weren't. Again, there was a storyline where they were like, they had to kiss. They were being
right,
forced
yeah.
to amuse these godlike beings who were making them do a little play or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Robotech style.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Well, they made her, gosh, who did they make him kiss? I forget, because it changes. The series was different than the movie. It was different.
It was Rick Hunter and Lisa, what's her face?
That's right. That's
Sterling.
Right.
Yeah, remember? And they captured
to freak
him,
out the aliens.
Yeah.
They're like,
oh,
what are you doing? Yeah. In the movie, Mimi had a sister cousin, and so it was really weird.
Oh.
Yeah, they were like, yeah. Like for some reason, nobody would step up and kiss Mimi, which I thought was weird. I was
kiss
like,
your
what?
Cousin?
Yeah, she
what?
Kissed her cousin. Yeah, it was strange.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Game of Thrones time on Robotech.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Let
me see. What other gay shit has been in?
Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones has a little,
yeah.
you know, a gay contingent in it.
Isn't everybody just banging each other and killing each other in Game of Thrones?
It kind of, but it's awesome. But yeah, they have a gay contingent. I mean, you had stuff in True Blood, you know what I mean? There's different things in the X-Men universe that kind of, like,
Archer.
They had North Star back in the day.
No, yeah, North Star's gay.
Adventure
right.
Time.
Yeah.
Who's gay in Adventure Time?
Who's gay in Adventure
Archer,
Time?
Archer has a bunch of gay, Bubblegum and Marceline.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Marceline and Bubblegum.
And then Archer, you guys know,
Archer, there's who's
so many. Ragelet, Pam.
Oh,
yeah, like everybody.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Running gay.
Cleveland show, even, you know what I mean?
Oh, Cleveland, okay. Well, I remember in Gurren Lagann, the tech guy was extremely gay. Like, his whole thing was to make everyone around him nervous.
Like anime gay?
Yeah, he had, like, they would give him, like, wavy fingers, like, coming at you to, like, imply that his gayness is going to touch you and infect you somehow, which is kind of weird. It was
what?
Like...
You know the first, like, gay character I really realized was gay? Like, this guy's gay, right? Ever seen Mannequin?
Oh.
There you go.
Hollywood.
Yeah, he was the first character I was like, oh, that guy, that's what gay looks like.
Yeah.
And I really think that same actor, he was on Designing Women, which I don't know if you remember that show. He was gay on that show. He was a black guy. He didn't have a significant other of any kind. He was hanging around with like women who design fashion. So
Right.
And he was usually wearing a sweater vest of some kind, and I'm like, okay.
For some outrageous sunglasses. You know,
it's the sweater vest. That's why they think Bert's gay. Like, get out of here.
Kind of off topic, but it's still on the topic of gay. I haven't seen it yet. I know a bunch of gay hip hop artists, but I don't know any like hardcore like DMX style gay rappers.
Oh my god, I
would love to.
And that'd be pretty hardcore.
That would be like he's like, gay motherfucker, what? Like, and he just like, you wouldn't want to fuck with him.
No,
like, he'd just whoop your ass, but he's super gay. Like, I would love to see that.
Who was that? Was it Louis C.K. talking about? It's like, man, gay. That's the most hardcore sex ever. Like, yeah, I forgot what he. There's something weird and awkward. Like he would say, but basically, like, just you know, being gay is like, you know, men are afraid of it because they know they couldn't take it. Like to be gay is like extremely manly. Like to a point of like yeah, that sounds manly. I mean, I can take this shit. You know, whatever. Something to that effect.
Hey,
yes, something like
it works, I guess. Yeah. I guess they're more manly than me.
Well, yeah. I guess I'm a pussy. Then you got to admit.
I guess so. I don't know if you can determine it like that. Yeah, like I just either got it or you don't. I don't got it. You know what I mean?
You know, I still have a running invitation with a guy who was constantly just like, you know, Dan, at any time, like we could just have a thing. And I'm like, that wouldn't be fair, dude, because I'd be, you know, I can't do what you do. And the only thing I would allow to happen would be for you to give me oral, and then I'd be like, I feel guilty, like, because I can't give anything back. And he's like,
wait.
And he's like,
guilty for a guy doing it? Why does he feel guilty when I do it?
Like, that's another show. So then I'm like, I guess I can't be the guy just
this
always
is all first place
like,
stuff.
Like, that's an asshole shit.
It's not asshole shit, because you're not, you know.
That's true, it's not.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Okay.
Like,
well, your question is: Max gay or not?
Okay.
Oh no, he's totally gay.
He's totally gay.
They've said it a bunch.
Yeah.
Max doesn't admit that he's gay in the show, but he'll be like oiling dudes up and like be super gay, and then like everybody's just like, there was an episode where they're like, okay, guys, Max gay, right? And they're like, oh my god, thank you, somebody said it.
Right.
Like,
Vince and Denny, do you guys watch that show, Always Sunny? No, I don't actually watch it.
Some of it. Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, man. All
right.
Let's see. It's funny.
I just don't have cable, you know. I don't have cable.
Yeah.
Now,
I remember
TV.
Growing up. This isn't very geeky, but I just remember growing up, one of the first, like you mentioned Hollywood, I just remember seeing Boy George and being like, what is going on here?
Oh, yeah.
And just
Boy George.
Not getting it, but getting it at the same time.
I never knew George Michael was gay. That's pathetic, isn't it?
But George Michael? I think we all kind of like didn't quite see that one.
Really?
I don't know why.
Some people say, you didn't see that one coming?
And they were probably gay.
Well, it was, I mean, I think the big shock was because my dad, Pat, he's a huge fucking Judas Priest fan, and knowing that Rob Halford was gay was like it took his life down a peg or two, man. I'm pretty sure he's like, you know, I'm pretty sure he's wallowing about it still.
Walking a little less tall.
Like, and every time he brings up how much he loves Judas Priest, it's always
he always has to say, "Hey man, if you know, I don't, if he's gay, whatever. Hey, you know, that's one time I'll let it slide. I just, you know,
oh, wow.
He's got to make an excuse for it."
That's why he's my ex.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with Judas Priest or Boy George, or no, George Michael. Who saw that one coming?
No, but
right?
That's what she was saying.
Right?
Yeah. That's what. Yeah.
George Michael always had the like hot supermodels in his videos and shit.
Right.
Oh,
right.
You know, he
that's
was like a ladies' man.
Right.
The thing for me was when I was a kid and Marilyn Manson was getting big in like 96, and I was like, you know, 9, and it wasn't that. Because everybody thought he was gay, but he wasn't gay. He was just a weirdo and wanted attention. Like, so, like, everybody's like, oh, he's, like, doing this thing as a woman. Is he gay? I think he's gay. And, like, I think that was the reverse for me. Because when everybody was saying he was gay, I was like, I don't think this guy's gay, actually. I don't know. Something about, and then it turned out he wasn't gay.
Wait,
who was
like Nicolas Cage?
Marilyn Manson.
He wasn't. Oh, yeah.
I do think when you're in music and you're famous and like, because you don't look at David Bowie and you don't look at him and go, oh yeah, that dude's totally gay. Like, I think when you're famous in music, you just like banging people and you don't give a shit what it is.
Well, that's the thing. Also, when you're famous, you get to pick who you bang. So Marilyn Manson isn't gay for anybody but Trent Reznor. Okay? like Mick Jagger's not gay for anybody but Iggy Pop or something, right?
You know?
Right. So that's you're right. Because I know that Marilyn Manson hooked up with Trent Reznor. I mean, I know this.
Yeah.
Trent will probably admit it. Yeah, anytime.
Well, yeah, Trent was wearing like fishnet stockings and
well,
shit back in the day.
And Trent probably got a similar offer that I got from my gay friend, who was just like, you know, this could just happen right now. And then, you know, the drugs and, you know, I don't know how much heroin Trent was doing at the time, but, you know, I imagine you just pass out and you wake up and you're like, that was great. Well, that was you. Oh, well, you can hang out, man. Let's just keep this thing going. That's kind of
for
thing.
The listening
that's
audience, that proposition that was made to Dan, it wasn't from me.
No,
you know,
are you sure?
It was not.
Are you sure?
No, it
just
wasn't.
Let me. You guys have an ad disclaimer. This is the show of disclaimers.
Guys,
I'm just putting that out there. Just
you
so
guys
you know.
Haven't asked how each other's balls are feeling today.
That's true. I do ask that.
Now, Dan was pretty popular with all my gay friends for a while there. They all told me, if you guys break up, I'm getting Dan.
Right. Like I'm just suddenly going to go, okay.
Yeah. That's
fine.
Gay dudes, Dan, you can
kill.
Kick.
They are.
Celebrity style.
Do it.
David Bowie style.
Right. I get to pick.
I mean, if you pick me, I'm honored or whatever.
Oh, I have to fight your wife for it. I am not fighting.
I'm not saying I'd say yes, but maybe I would. I don't know.
He's like, well, I'm not saying I'd say no. Well, you know, the funny thing is when I go out to New York or when I go out to, you know, San Diego or somewhere else and – you know, I grew up in the Bay, so it's just very much like, you know, our friends, the dynamic between the kids that I grew up with, it's very just like, hey, let me get that dick, because, like, we're just like, you know, we're just fucking around, you know, most of the time you're massaging your friend's back, and you're like, yeah, that's right, like, and you're just fucking around, and it's funny. You do that in New York or in San Diego or like anywhere else that I've traveled, and you get people like, so are you gay? Are you homosexual? And it's like, what makes you think that?
No.
Like, you don't process why they're asking you that. Yeah. It's like, huh?
Well, did you have a sweater vest on?
Did you have a sweater vest?
You know what? It might have been the sweater vest, actually.
Might have been the sweater vest, yo.
And it wasn't any of the gay stuff. It was just the sweater vest.
Yeah,
I'm remembering.
That is being people made of male affection. There's nothing wrong with male affection. You know,
yeah.
Women can be affectionate with each other, and they're like, "What are you, lesbians?" Like, no. We're just hugging and shit. We're just kissing.
Okay.
I'm just fingering her. It's fine. You know, it's like. But as far as guy affections, you're like, no. I'm just cupping his balls. It's all right. Which, okay, and that's a problem, you know, because a friend of mine was saying before, he was like giving his son a hug, and he was thinking like someday, you know, son's going to grow up and be like, "Dad, stop hugging me and stuff," you know. Yeah, and I'm
right.
Like, that does happen. Every young man has to go through that thing where they're like, can't be affectionate.
Badly.
There they go.
Right.
There's this fear of that, you know, and it's not just religious. It's not just that. It's from being in school and knowing that there's a pecking order, you know, there's a competitive thing. It's not just religious. Even if there was no Christianity, if there was no Bible that said in a particular passage, along with wearing mixed fabrics and tattoos and public drunkenness, that homosexuality was condemned. Even if there was no book, there would still be, you know, social problems with it, you know.
Right. Well, yeah.
There would be. You would still,
yeah.
as a dude, you'd still have the inkling to randomly out of nowhere be like, "I'm gay," and people are like, "Nobody asked." And it's like, "Oh, never mind. It's cool. I don't even know why I said that."
I don't know what I was thinking.
I don't even know why I said that.
Yeah. I think it could be argued that it depends on the society, but yeah, in general, yeah.
Weren't like Greek gods like banging
yeah,
each other up? The,
yeah, they're all
banging us all the time. Like,
yeah.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly. Speaking of Greek gods, I remember getting kind of like awkward feelings watching a certain scene in Conan also. Like, when he was trying to get into the temple where what's his name was, Dulce of Doom, and some dude is like, "Hey, let's go talk about this in the bushes," and that's how Conan got his robes or whatever. Do you remember that?
Really?
Scene?
I don't remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my
yes.
God, I don't
yes,
like,
I remember
that.
That. I remember
that.
That. Yeah. Someone is like, you know, "Have you seen the light, child?" You know, or something like that, and takes, you know, he's
yeah.
like, "Yeah, yeah, sure, hold on just a second." And they just, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, Conan understood that somebody was trying to, like, come on to him, and he totally took advantage of him by just beating the shit out of him in the bushes. But the implication, like, later, a few watches later, I was like, "Oh, that guy's, like, gay, and he, like, really likes Conan." And, basically, that's how he got it.
But, you know, Conan, he doesn't really beat people up. He just snaps their neck.
Yeah,
snap. It's real quick. Crack. Yeah, we're done with that.
Because
he's so strong, he can break you in half with his hands.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
That's the thing about Arnold Schwarzenegger. Moves. You know, he's not a kung fu fighter. He's not. He shoots big guns and cracks necks. That's what he does. You never see him kicking and punching people so much, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
He does punch the shit out of people though. Don't you think?
Right.
I mean, like, think about like in Commando, he was punching the shit out of that fat bastard at the end of the show, and like, he definitely, you know, I don't know, but one guy,
it was like knife fight, you know.
Yeah, true.
And he's like chopping guys' arms off and shooting people. The one guy, he's like holding from his leg, you know.
Yeah, it was the best.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'd kill you.
I just remember him taking like 20 hits to the nuts in Total Recall. That's all I remember.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
that's
yeah. Punched in the nuts like 50 times.
Take a drink every time that happens.
Yeah, that's a shot. Yeah, that's a drinking game right there. Take a drink every time he gets punched in the nuts.
Yeah.
You had some news about Conan on your page there, Teddy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The news on Conan. I was going to tell you guys. Well, apparently, Conan, the legend of Conan is what's coming next. Right? They were debating whether they're going to call it the legend of Conan or King Conan. Either way. But this is going to be the story from the epilogue of both of the Conan movies, you know, where he wears the crown of something on his troubled head and whatnot, you know, troubled brow. Right?
And troubled brow.
Yeah.
And that's the story for another time.
Yeah.
And we're finally going to get that other story. It's going to be like, yay.
Yeah. That'll be cool, I think. That's totally cool.
Well, because he's old, and that works. He's old, and he'll be playing an old guy. Because, you know, him as a Terminator, that's just, like, stupid. He's an old Terminator. Like, I don't know, that just... I mean, I know it's by, you know, organic material on a, you know, cyborg.
Okay. What,
does it age? That's stupid.
Okay, now I got a question for you guys, all right? You guys have seen the trailer for the new Terminator, right?
Yeah.
And like Teddy said, it is living organic tissue over an endoskeleton of metal, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Gives them bad breath, they sweat, blah, 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 like Kyle Reese was talking, because they have to pass for human. Now, when he jumps out of the helicopter and, like, basically uses himself like a missile to hit the other helicopter, doesn't that, like, take big chunks of flesh off of his body, or...
Sure. It probably does. It's probably a scene in the movie, you know, where they're not showing in that trailer. Like, he might get all jacked up after that.
And then he shows his metal. Remember when she spits in him in Terminator 2, and she's like, you're not much good to us unless you can pass for human. And he's like, shut up. You know, you're right, fuck. Fuck you, I was shooting people. So if he jumps through, like, a helicopter, he's going to be pretty fucked up.
Right? I guess. Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
That doesn't make any sort of weird sense. Why?
It doesn't make sense, plot-wise, like, it's basically game on. I mean, if he has aged to this degree, you know, like he was sent back a little earlier and they've been waiting and waiting for this moment to come, then basically his act of subterfuge is over once the other Terminator shows up. It's like, all right, now I'm going to get fucked up and, you know, take out some helicopters and shit. I imagine plot-wise, I would hope that they would bring him to some level like that.
I would imagine near the end of the movie, he's going to get fucked up, probably, near the end of the movie.
Yeah.
And then John Connor is the bad guy, I guess, all of a sudden?
Yeah. Something like that.
So,
that's what the trailer's saying, is that John Connor is now a liquid metal Terminator guy. With time traveling.
Why would they show us that in the trailer? Do you think that's really John Connor or a Terminator pretending to be John Connor?
No, that's John Connor. That's the story.
Really?
Yep. There's no bait and switch on that. They're just that. That's the story they're going with.
Okay, this show's gonna blow.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be real bad. It's gonna be real bad.
They're totally screwing with our whole timeline. And I think I brought this up on another show with the whole alternate timeline. You know, like even as you follow Terminator 2, like that timeline from that movie is a different timeline that the Sarah Connor of Legend that Kyle Reese came back to help even had. Like that, you know, like there's like several different timelines happening if you just followed like the natural order of time versus
I could barely
Terminator.
Follow what you were talking about.
Well, I mean, seriously, it's confusing. I mean, if you have like a natural progression, right, of a Sarah Connor in a world from the first Terminator movie, she's a waitress, right? And no Kyle Reese shows up ever. No Kyle Reese
never shows up in her life. Never. It never happens. So she eventually, a bomb goes off, and she's in some place somehow where she survives, and somehow she learns how to fight these evil machines while she has her...
Is that true? Is that the thing.
Well, we're assuming this is what happened because that's what Kyle Reese told us when he came into the first Terminator movie, that this lady fought the you know, taught the men how to smash it in the junk, you know, or whatever. Oh, no, that's what they said about John Connor, right? Like, he taught them how to smash in the junk because, you know, supposedly she learned that from the mom, is what we gather in the second movie. But it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's... If you gather, like, the natural timeline of John Connor, somehow he learned how to smash that shit in the junk. But was it because of the second Terminator movie if no Terminator ever showed up in that timeline? That's a different timeline if you're in Terminator 2. Then,
you didn't say there would be math.
Well, I'm just saying.
Smash it in the junk?
It's a line from the goddamn movie. You remember that line from Kyle Reese? Yeah, Kyle Reese said he said that John Connor taught us how to smash those fuckers into junk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Junk. I think that in the junk. And I'm trying to think about people getting punched
in the
gay balls.
Show.
In the Terminator.
You're back on Robot Balls, just like last year.
Yeah, okay,
go
back.
You're back on Robot.
Yeah.
You and Robot Balls.
Back on Robot Testicles. Is this is where you always go with the...
It's all about the Robot Balls, okay?
Robot Balls.
Sports. Yeah.
Robot
it.
Testicles,
that's the answer for everything. No,
I still won't watch that.
But you can't terminate... I see what you're saying now. But no, isn't it chicken before the egg? What came first?
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't really know. Would Marty know? Does Marty know? How can Marty, like, do you know what I mean? Time travel shows are all fucked up.
They all get fucked up.
The fact is, you shouldn't see Terminator Genisys unless you've seen the whole Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Right.
Is that right? That show?
If you haven't seen the Sarah Connor Chronicles, right?
Yeah, you've got to at least see Terminator 1 and 2 at least to understand what the fuck is going on at all, right?
Because everything is reset back to the first movie when Reese comes back, all shit hits the fan, and he's getting chased by, like, liquid metal cops, and Sarah Connor shows up and rescues him, like, nothing is the same now. It's all different.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to see it. I'm going to see it. I'm not looking forward to it. I already have it in mind what I'm going to say when I'm done with it, because I can tell what's going to happen in the trailers. And the stuff that's not, you know, like the action shots, the action set pieces that aren't directly linked to the storyline, I know how they're going to fit in there, where the bus flips over the San Francisco Bridge and shit. No.
That bridge.
Yeah. They're on the San Francisco Bridge. A bus flips over. There's them hanging there. And, you know, I'm like, okay, that's... No.
That happens to you guys all the time, right, Dan? I mean,
There's always a goddamn school bus on this fucking bridge. And Superman's there.
Superman. Right.
Fuck.
Godzilla.
The Planet of the Apes.
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
there's always
a school bus
on the bridge.
If there is a school bus on that bridge, you got to get the fuck out of town because something bad's going to happen. Like, you might as well just jump
the
right there.
Airbender of Doom.
Is that
a school bus on the bridge? Oh, fuck. It's all over.
It is. It's like when you're in Denny's and a certain words are said, or, you know, the fight's going to happen, you just bolt. You just leave. You get the hell out of there before anything even happens.
Hey. Denny's?
Yeah. Denny's, bad news.
You know what I'm really sad about? I never got to pull the Hobbit menu at Denny's.
There was a Hobbit menu at Denny's?
was a Harvard menu at Denny's where they had second breakfast and like really like a saucy gravy, and there was some like this mashed potatoes with like I don't even know. I wanted to try it. Like weird.
You're like the biggest Hobbit fan ever.
Exactly. I would eat anything.
She's freaking out. She's quietly like shaking in the corner.
A Hobbit menu at Denny's. I wanted to try it, but I never got a chance. I'm sure there was going to be some like Eggs Benedict thing with cheese and gravy or something.
You must have got this
or something like that.
You must have got this news late, or else you probably would have done a video about it, and everyone would have.
It was only there for the first Hobbit movie, and then the other two movies, they didn't do it. It was just for a limited time at Denny's, and the commercials showed all these Middle Earth guys coming into Denny's, right, and trying these Hobbit menu items, and I was like, oh, I gotta go, but then I went to Denny's, and they were like, do you have the Hobbit menu? And they're like, we stopped doing that, and I'm like, you fuckers.
I want
second breakfast.
Afterwards.
Yeah, no.
That sucks. That's awesome, and then it sucks at the same time. I
blame
the speed people. Yeah, bastards. So they have gay pride parades there in Chicago.
Hey, what?
I'm sure. Do they have gay pride parades in Chicago or? I don't know where you're at.
Oh, hell yeah, they do. Yep. They got pride parades in Chicago.
Was that already happen? Or?
Yeah. I think. I don't know.
Okay. Right.
I haven't gone to the pride parade, really. It's up in Boynton, Wrigleyville area. I don't like going near the Cubs Stadium.
Yeah.
Put it near there.
Yeah.
No. Wrigley Field is just a bad area. It's like, yeah. Got a place you want to.
Listen, Dan. You're like, just because I'm a bear doesn't mean I'm a fucking bear, okay? Like.
Exactly.
I was just curious. I got to bring it back on a little bit of topic every now and then, but.
Well, I mean, it's going to be a big, if they haven't done it yet, it's going to be bigger now than if they had done it earlier, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Now, do you guys think this is going to, I mean, people are already talking about trying to, you know, the Republicans like, oh, we're going to overturn it, or it's going to be amended, it's not going to be this forever. What do you think?
They're going to overturn it after they overturn Obamacare. And after they do that net neutrality thing, and you know whatnot and stuff, no, it's not going to happen. No, they're not going to overturn it. Several states have stepped up and say that they're not going to issue any marriage license at all. And I'm like, that'll last. How long is that going to last? A week?
Yeah.
No marriage license at all. Like you're stupid. Come on.
I like how some coworkers are saying, you know, they're reading people go, I'm moving to Canada. They're like, you dumbasses, it's been legal to have gay marriage in Canada for like 10 years or something. I forget how long it's been.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, well. Then Australia. Fuck it, we're going to Australia. I'm like, well, okay. That's whatever.
Yeah, Australia. Well, you got to leave your guns at home because, they have had total gun control since 1996.
Yeah.
And it's been really bad for them, too, because violent crime is, they haven't had any mass shootings since 96. I wonder why that is.
What the fuck? No way. Really? No. How can that fucking work out?
How could there not be any mass shootings? Everybody has mass shootings.
Maybe they don't get together anymore like they used to. I don't know.
Now the violence is they just strap you to the front of a rusty car covered bike.
Yes, and barrel you down the highway. High explosions.
Yeah, that's right.
Into the sandstorm.
Exactly.
Right.
The war boys will take care of you. They're big explosives.
I And I know we've talked about Mad Max before, but there was that gay element, which I never, you know what I mean? That was
a big
gay element to Mad Max, you know?
Right.
So.
In the Road Warrior. Yeah.
The first movie was implied that they raped a guy, you know, because that was the epitome of evil at the time.
Right.
It's still Australia's not super... Yeah, they're still not super supportive of the gays over there because, you know, it's just not very densely populated. There's not a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, so only get a couple guys. It's like, you know, what?
I can carry a knife and love cock, too. Boy.
Right.
I just don't know how, you know, you were saying, George Kennedy was saying, we didn't know that that Wes and his little blonde, you know, writer boy were gay. It was supposed to be his adopted son, and like, well, why'd you put him in assless chaps and a fur?
Because it was budget. Budget, I think, was a lot of it, and
no
a lot of these
for you, buddy.
Yeah, they just went to the fetish shops and got. I mean, if you looked at them, you'd think that everybody in Australia played hockey, too, because they wear a lot of hockey pads. You know what
right.
I mean? So they had a lot. They were just trying to be shocking, I think. I think it's weird that one culture watches it, doesn't, you know, but it means something so big to another culture. Like we talked about the Aliens character, the guy
right,
in Aliens
right.
that had the heart on his armor that said Heath instead of Heather. Because he didn't have enough room to put her whole name on there. But then the gay community picked up on it, and, like, he's a big underground gay character, you know, for
right.
Aliens, you know? So I it's weird how those
things... Well, same with the Teletubby, right? The purple one with the triangles. Like,
right.
Well, that's got to be a gay one, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, though. With kid things, I always just take them at face value, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I saw Mad Max, I just went, oh, they were gay. Well, now you're in trouble, Mr. Boomerang-throwing kid. You're in big-ass trouble. Like, I never, you know what I mean? I guess it's how you grow up or what you perceive as, you know, I think if you grow up in a homophobic household or society or whatever, maybe, but I just knew that it pissed that dude off, you know, when he killed him with that boomerang and... Judging by those assless chaps, they were probably boyfriends, so you're in
right.
no trouble.
Yeah.
That's all I got out of it, you know what I mean? When Mahoney used to send the captain to the gay bar, it was weird that they were all dressed like Rob Halford. It looked like a Judas Priest video. In Police
right.
Academy.
Yeah. When I saw that as a kid, I was always like, okay, it was just absurd, right? It was just silly. It's like these guys, when they're surrounded by the guys, they're like, oh, they're going to beat him up like Pee-wee in the biker bar, right?
Right. Yeah.
But then instead, they dance. Well, that's just silly because it's unexpected. You know, you're always expecting them to get beat up, but then they dance with him instead. I did not get anything gay. I didn't.
I know. But it might have been our age. It might have been. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, and then you flip over to MTV and you watch Breaking the Law with Judas Priest, and it is the same group of motherfucking types of dudes. You know, there are
another.
He was a bike.
Iconic.
Something. He wasn't gay. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. I thought of another iconic. Gay characters, or the two chipmunks in the old Warner Brothers cartoon. You know what I'm talking about?
Not Dale, but the Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers ones where they were like Mortimer and was it Mortimer? they talked like
indeed
an accent?
Indeed, I do. Right?
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Indubitably. Yes.
Indubitably, yes, indeed,
okay.
I do. Yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
I don't. I never thought that they were gay. I thought they were just British.
gay.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean. I just thought that.
I guess.
I'll just take that for right. I mean, they talked like Ian Fleming, right? Oh boy, yes.
Right.
Take that right out of the cat.
There's a whole I forgot how they called it. There's a whole. That's a whole genre of like of a person or a personality type for like gay men in that era is basically what those chipmunks are doing because it's like the gentleman's club, you know, there's a certain hoity-toity,
right.
Specifically male speak that sends the message of I'm actually a gay man, you know, kind of like Frasier's brother, the whole like Harvard, you know, that kind of talk.
Yeah, I get that.
Which is, yeah,
not
I forget.
English.
Yeah. Yeah, not English, but gay. Like, it's a different kind of, I forgot. There's
kind of
actual,
effeminate, is that what you're going for? Like the effeminate kind of
mannerism? I'm saying there's a specific term for it, and there's a specific, like, there's a
broad type.
There's books written on this stuff, and I got to find out what it is. So, once again, I bring up something I know nothing about.
I wasn't going to mention it. You've had a lot of. Now you're getting into the pod wife territory. What are you talking about here, Dan? God damn it.
God damn it. Yeah, never mind. Anyway, those chipmunks. Yeah, totally gay.
No.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Why, was Mr. Rogers gay? No. No.
They lived in a tree together, and the tree was taken off to the factory. They woke up one morning and it was chopped down, and they had to go find their home together. It was their home.
Yeah, but yeah. I lived in a house full of nothing but dudes. Well, there was some, you know. That doesn't mean that everybody's gay. What was your thing with guys living with each other makes them gay? Did one of them wear a sweater vest?
No, actually, they both look the same, which kind of goes back to
original
argument about
destroying. Roommates until you have a sweater vest. Roommates only. Until one of them chipmunks puts on a sweater vest, and that shit's, you know, they're in the business together.
Right.
They might have worn them.
But the sweater vest also makes them, like, not gay, but effeminate. Like Carlton from, The Fresh Prince, right. He wasn't gay.
No.
But he did dance around, right?
Right.
There's a difference between being gay and being fruity. You know what I'm saying? and being fruity is just kind of being dorky. You know, it's being dorky. It's kind of being effeminate. Not you know, and you can be effeminate and still be cool, but it's not. It's not cool. That is not cool. You're so embarrassingly... you know, fruity or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah.
That was something I recognized even as a little kid. That something was a little off, but not that it was bad. But some people get that association that it's bad. You know, there's this whole thing about the beta males all hating on the alpha males. Or the other way around. Alpha males hating on the beta males. Like, beta males. Yeah, well, if there's no beta males... then what would be the significance of you being an alpha male?
Right. Has you ever met anybody that has been a beta, like, or that has introduced themselves as a beta male? Never.
No.
No.
No. Well, you know.
I'm total beta male, you know?
That's how people self-apply.
No.
Hell, some people will call themselves assholes. Like, I am an asshole. But they're not going to call themselves a beta male. Hey, I'm a beta. But, you know, I mean, it's not. There are alpha males, for sure. They're guys that are built like Vin Diesel that are as gay as the day is long. You know?
Right. Well, we saw a few of them on Castro Street, right, Dan? Like, these guys were some big dudes.
I mean, big, hulking, burly-looking lumberjack motherfuckers, and they had the littlest, cutest dog, and one of them had high heels on, and I dare you to tell these motherfuckers anything derogatory. It would be over in seconds.
Yep.
You know?
We need more of those guys in media. We need the presence of that in order to change the perspective on what it is.
Yeah,
you know
I
mean?
Think so. Yeah.
Because people talk about the gay agenda, the homosexual agenda in media, and I'm like, yeah, well, it is kind of true. It is. You know, the reason that, you know, Will and Grace and other shows, they have gay characters on there, it's just get people associated with the thing. There's nothing wrong
right.
with that. There's nothing wrong
right,
with
right.
that. You know, back in the day, Uhura being on Star Trek was a good thing because young black females didn't have anybody on TV to look up to. She was the third in command of the USS Enterprise, the flagship of the Federation fleet. She was a woman of authority. Little girls needed to see that. Little black girls needed to have a positive role model.
Yeah.
It's like, why all the black boys getting into rap and basketball? Because there really aren't any alternatives for the hero doing anything else.
Right.
You know, you need an example.
Someone
yes,
to
there's
look
an
up
agenda.
To or whatever.
There's
an
agenda there. And maybe they should put a few more nice Muslims on TV. Like, look, he's a friendly Muslim. He's a nice guy, you know.
Yeah.
But no, media does influence stuff, right? It does.
Right. Right.
But hey.
Yeah.
I got a rock. I just want to say, you know, keep it real. But I got a rock.
All right.
You know
we'll
I'm saying?
See you, Teddy. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Get out of here.
Any time.
For sure, man. Thanks for hanging out all night.
Oh, no problem. It's a good show.
Sweet.
Damn good show.
All right, good show. Take it easy. What's that going on tomorrow?
New video, hopefully. Hopefully. It's not done yet, but I got to work on it. But, yeah, new video tomorrow.
Good
deal. Go work on that and keep it real, man. Thanks, Teddy.
Yeah, definitely.
Keep it real.
Later, guys.
Yeah. This has been a... It's been a non-stop show of just connectivity issues, and then my phone just died. I had to call in again, and I tried calling in, and since I can't bring calls on the, it's got to be Blog Talk. It's just something weird. I couldn't bring myself back on the show unless I hosted it again on a phone. I never done that before. Anyway, techie issues.
Huh.
But yeah,
good old Blog
Talk. I was saying like. I heard you guys talking about, you know, the beefcake, you know, gay dudes you don't want to mess with. And I instantly thought of, like, Lord Humongous, again, bringing it back to Mad Dog.
Right.
Like, that dude, you didn't want to fuck with him.
Yeah. You don't need to mess with them dudes. You know what I mean? But.
Exactly.
But I think there is a lot of, it's become more accepted in media to have those characters and have those characters, like, for example, there's a character on the Venture Brothers who's super gay and
you know
hits on everybody or whatever, but he kills everyone. Like, he's a killing machine all the time, and so, you know, it's weird to see in media them fight the stereotypes, you know what I mean, because you're just like, oh, he's a badass, total badass. You know what I mean? It doesn't even... Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Good, I don't... I think that's all that stuff's good.
It's funny, you fight stereotypes, and then, you know, May earlier was talking about, you know, having your gaydar on, and I remember, like, a few times, instantly kind of, like, pointing out a certain guy at a work or a function or whatever, it's like, well, that guy's totally gay. And he's like, totally not gay. And I'm like, well, goddamn it. Like, now I had the chipmunk scenario going on where I'm like, I thought he was he's talking that way. I mean, you know, like, well, damn it. Now it's like, what is that? Is that reverse racism? Is that like reverse gay?
I don't know.
I hate that. So I'm like, oh, well.
But and you know, it's not wrong to wonder things, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know, so, and, you know, is that guy gay or is he not? I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Well,
it's strange.
Who any last thoughts on anybody from geek culture where you're like, oh, that guy's totally gay?
I guess no. Like I we mentioned Mannequin, we mentioned different things in,
yeah.
You know, like we did in anime, like we were talking about, like I remember watching Robotech. Remember Scott Bernard had that other guy with him that had the long purple hair?
And oh, was, Lancer. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was kind of androgynous at times. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
but
what I mean? So you're...
They never straight up said he was gay. I thought he had like a lady friend too at one point telling that show.
Well, but it was that weird androgyny thing
in our day. Yeah.
Like if you look at the cover of Poison's first album, if you look at it, they look like women, okay?
Yeah,
and I thought that shit was the epitome of cool once. Do you know what I mean?
No,
like,
I know
I'm
what you're
just
saying.
Like,
Yes.
How does Vince Neil get the Aquanet hair so high? That is awesome.
Yeah.
You know
I've
what I mean?
A
but like,
I've gone to one or two friends, like, you know, in high school days, it's like you go in your room and it's like, boy, all you got on your room is just like pictures of Cure and like Depeche Mode and like here's Poison over here. And it's like men. I'm like, but I know this guy. Like, I don't think you go this way, but do you want to have this conversation? Because, I mean, you know, like, totally cool, right? But then it's like, no. And it's totally like, you know, it's just funny, though.
Well, and I remember, like, I could never figure out why The Cure was considered, oh, my God, you listen to that? That's gay. That's so gay. But then they would listen to Warrant, and they were the prettiest guys I've ever seen. You know what I'm saying? Like, Robert Smith, you know, he did have teeth hair and more lipstick, but so did Nikki Sixx.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think
I don't know.
I think it might – I remember Erasure being really, like, that was the –
Oh,
you know.
Oh, yeah. But those guys were totally, they were out gay. You know what I mean? So you knew that going in, kind of like with Boy George. Look at him. Oh,
yeah.
He liked boys or whatever.
Well, I guess then the only,
you know?
The only real iconically, like, super heroic, like, I am the mascot for gay hero would be that one gay superhero dude, right? Like, from the comics, the big blow up of, like, oh my gosh. He's gay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Who's that dude?
Green Lantern?
Come on, you're no, not Green Lantern. It's like the yeah. Oh, shit. Here we go. 90 seconds out. I can't. Once again, I fail in my geek knowledge who this dude was. We'll have to bring it up next time. I thought he had, like, silver armor or something. I don't know. I don't think so. It was like, I thought it was, like, Image Comics or something like that, where it was like, what? He's gay. I remember it was in the 90s, too.
Oh, Silverhawk? Or Shadowhawk?
Maybe that was him.
Shadowhawk?
Yeah, one of that, whoever that dude was.
He just, no, I don't think he was gay. I thought he just got AIDS.
Oh, yeah, got AIDS. That was implied.
Right, Jim Valentino?
Like
the comic, I think.
Oh, well.
Right, well, there you go, Dan. Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know. My point is, there's no, like, there's no, like, flagship
you
awesome
can't talk about this. You can't talk about disjointed shit and then lay that sort of thing out in the next sentence. You know what I mean? It sure was a disjointed show. But remember that one time with that one dude? And he was
you know,
silver?
That thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Keep it on topic. No. But,
put it in your mouth.
Well, with that, it's 10 seconds out. I can't even tell if it's 10 seconds out. My stream says it's no seconds out. And here's May.
Yeah, whatever.
What
come
do you
on,
say?
Just saying
it
happy Pride.
Oh, yeah, happy Pride. Happy Pride.
Yeah, happy Pride, everybody.
Yeah, well, the show's over pretty much in archive. If there was anybody listening live, I apologize. There was no chat room. But for archive listeners, hey, check us out on Facebook.com/GeekPile.
give us a like there, follow us. And you may wonder, like, how can I find out when you guys are coming on next if I don't follow you on Facebook? You can come on the Blog Talk Radio and give yourself a profile. They'll email you when next shows are happening. And,
hell yeah.
And also, you can just subscribe on iTunes, goddammit. Leave us a rating.
God damn it. God damn it, people.
Do you have wired money or some other fun gay song?
I don't have a gay song.
You don't have it's raining men? Are you serious?
No, I didn't set up anything. I could barely even find it to the show.
Yeah, right. I don't blame you.
Anyway.
Technology is bad on Cybertron.
It is.
Despite what you've heard.
Anyway, I'm going to sign us out. The show has died.
All right, Dan.
I'll see you next week.
We will see you next week.
Have a good night.
If I don't talk to you before the show next week, I will just awkwardly sit in silence and let the show unfold. And I'll try not to spitefully say, this is what happens when you don't return my call.
Oh, real quick. Can you guys, if you guys are hearing this now and it's before next Tuesday, listen to Heroes 101 on Blog Talk Radio. Heroes 101.
But why? What's happening?
We have Mark McYoung.
Who is that?
He's like a major badass. And he's written books on self-defense, a ton of them.
Ooh.
So if Mark McYoung rocks it, just Google him and you'll see that you've been missing out. But you don't have to miss out any longer. You can listen to our show at 7 p.m.
Well,
Pacific
that's a segue. That's a segue right there.
I am most intrigued. Now I must know who this man is. And I will only find out by listening to your show.
Yep.
On Heroes 101 Radio this Tuesday at 7. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, y'all. And I'll see you next week.
Have a good night.
Next week.
Bye. Bye.
At some point, this music will play. I played. There we go.
Surprise, motherfucker!
Mark!
That's the most retarded thing I've ever heard.
I wish you would have been here, man. This is too good.
Government will not involve itself in Project Geek.
I'll offer free geek service to the public.
And you can't stop me.
No, we can't. It's not against the law.
Free geek service to anyone who wants it.
The Geek has completely changed the lifestyle of the world.
Geek subscribers are all at home.
Nothing can go wrong with the Geek. Good day, gentlemen.
And you know this, man.
Put it in your mouth.